We are not saying that people should die. But let me be clear that so far as we are in the world and there are diseases, one or two may slip. But this particular outbreak, I don't see any slip by our system. What we need to do is to improve on our communication. You know, currently now, we are in an era of aggressive media. So we need to make sure that we are in tune with them and then we share the common knowledge. And then we can actually allay the fears of the
So all that you've said basically is the agitation is misplaced. People should not be agitated because you have everything under control.
Yes, what I'm saying is that if you had
not everything the, no, but
yeah, what I'm saying is that what I see as a gap was a communication that we could not dialogue well with the general population.
But in terms of your processes.
Yes, the what we're doing is what we're supposed to have been done.
Due process.
So if maybe if I'd engage the public well to know that this is the situation we are handling and this is what is the process we are going through, maybe the backlash would have been minimal. But clearly there's no lapses. Our lab systems are working. Our health professionals are trying to do the best that we have to do.
Also on the panel was the Director of Public Health at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Bedu Sakodia. He said despite challenges, the Ghana Health Service has been on track during the reported cases of H1N1 or swine flu and meningitis.
For now, we are not optimal, as you rightly mentioned. According to the JEE, there are some gaps in the preparedness process to be addressed. But then, with all these challenges, when we are faced with a situation, the response is not delayed. People take adequate steps to use appropriate signs to address their situation, and as much as possible, irrespective of the comments that are coming, indeed, if I should do assessment at the district, the facility, the district, then the regions, and the national level, they have been working with all these challenges, but the process of getting to investigate and responding, and there were no lapses.
Those were panelists on our current affairs program, Talking Points, which looked at Ghana's public health system.